Start the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. We'll start by the Mishnah. It's an easy place to get it started. So if he says Nadav Cherem, if he says the word Cherem Stam, which from the previous Mishnah would mean that, well, we'd go the Chumra, because Stam Nadarim the Chumra, but then he tells us, Ramar Lo Nadarti Elo Bechamro Shal Yam. When I said Cherem, I didn't mean Cherem, standard usage of the word chayim, whether it's chayim kohanim or chayim lashem, but I meant charmo shel yam, like the nets in the sea. And he gives a far-fetched interpretation to what he meant by the word chayim. Or b'karban. He uses the karban. B'amar lo nadarti el b'karbanot shel melachim. Now I really meant, again, gifts that are given to the kings. Hari atzmi karban. And he says that I am, what it sounds like to be, I am a karban, meaning that he's osur himself on, you know, meaning to someone else. But when I meant atzmi, I didn't mean myself, but I really meant etzem, a bone that I have, in my, you know, in my back pocket or in my drawer that I use for these types of nidarim. That's my, my backup for the, nidarim. So in each of these cases, you know what, we'll do one more. Konim ishti nenet liv. He says, I take an ed that my wife will not get enough from me. V'amar lo nadarti elav ishti arishon. I didn't mean you, I meant my ex-wife, shigirashti, that I already divorced. Al kulam ein nishalim lahem. And all of these, you don't have to, initial lahem, they're automatically batel, meaning that you don't even need a petach or a hataras nedarim, because these nedarim don't take effect. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is, even though generally we say stam nedarim laheter, number two, even though in the previous Mishnah we mentioned that uperusham lahakel, then when you define what they are, it goes lakula. So why is this different than those in the previous Mishnah? It's different because all of these are far-fetched explanations. So despite the fact that they are far-fetched explanations, we nevertheless believe him, that if this is what he said he meant to say, we do not doubt that that was his intention. Vim nisha alu, but he comes to dubi matir nidorim, ochinoto, umachmirin alehem. We punish him, and we make chumrot on him, divrei Rabbi Meir. Alright, so that's Rabbi Meir. So that's already, the Gemara's gonna have to address already in the Mishnah, it says that you didn't have to get a Petach, or you didn't have to get Hataras Nedarim. And then it says, if you come to get Hataras Nedarim, then this is what happens. So, why is he coming to get Hataras Nedarim if he didn't need Hataras Nedarim? Chami Omrim Potachem Petach Mwakum Acher. That you do need Hataras Nedarim, and we do it from somewhere else. Meaning that we don't use Charata, we don't use the regret as this number. Acher, Umalam Dina Togadish Nagu Kalot Rosh Bidin Darim. We teach him not to, or we impress upon him not to make light of the issues of Nedarim. So it says, Hagufa Kasha. Marta, Inishalom Lahem. So as we just pointed out in the Mishnah, we said, Inishalom Lahem, we don't ask, or we don't have a Taras Nedarim on them, Vahadutanim, Im Nishalu. If you did look for a Taras Nedarim, Onshino Tamo Machmir Nalahem, that we do punish him, and we look to, be Machmir on him. So why is it that, the Mishnah has this internal stira inside of it. Alright, so now, Amar answers up, Amar Yehuda, Hachik Tani. Chulam ain't Tzrichim Shela. None of them need Hataras Nedarim. Amen, Tvarim Amorim. So this is a similar qualification we've seen before. But Tamach Chacham, not talking about Tamach Chacham, but Ba'ama Aretz, Shebal Yishael, Onchino Tom Machmirin Alev. And Ama Aretz, who comes to ask about this issue, we are So that's a differentiation against between a Talmud Chacham and an Amma Aretz. And again, by a Talmud Chacham, Rashi points out that cry who did not darki hai gavna. It's unusual and not a regular occurrence that he would take a nether in such a form or have such an excuse for his nether. So therefore, we don't need to impress upon him that he doesn't repeat this type of behavior. Whereas an Amma Aretz might regularly take either nidarim or take nidarim in this form, right? That's what we said in the past, that either they're more apt to take nidarim because they don't know the chomer and nidarim, or Rashi in this case says ki haigavna, that maybe a amaretz would be willing to play around with nidarim and make nidarim of such a nature. So therefore, we require him to get shaylos. So now the Gemara says, fish loma, Rabbi Meir says that there are two items. When he does come for Hataras Nadayim, we do two things. We're machmir alehem and potkin, and we are onchin oto. We punish him. So what does it mean? Bishlam machmirim delo potkin and le becharata. The chumra is that we don't allow him to do Hataras Nadayim with harata, with a regret. Right? That if he'd known this, you know, meaning that had he up front thought about these issues, he would have regretted, he wouldn't have done this. Onshin hechidami. What is the onesh that is associated with this? What do you mean onshin oto? Kedetanya, Rebbe Mishin knows the person who took a neder nizirut and then violated the neder nizirut. Ainis kachin lo, actually held bo yisur ki amim shnagman heter. We do not address his either need or want to have a taras nedarim from this neder nizirut until he's noheg the amim nizirut be isur. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's only by a simple nizirut, meaning like a 30-day nizirut, but nizirut merubah, it's a large nizirut, and he didn't take effect, then only has to wait 30 days. He doesn't have to take the whole nizirut before we address when he does. So what we're trying to do here is here's a person who really needs a taras nedarim for his nedar nizirut, but what has he done? Instead of coming to the chachamim for the taras nedarim, he went ahead and he just assumed that he'll get a heter ataras nedarim, and he went ahead and he was noheg a heter, meaning that he went ahead and he drank wine, cut his hair, he basically didn't keep the nazirus, and now he's come to ask for it. So there, both Tanoim believe that you do not allow him to ask for a petach first neder, or to ask for a ataras nedarim until he's at least kept part of the nazirus. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's everything that he's violated until this point in time. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's at least 30 days. I mean, he's got to keep 30 days before we'll address it, because we don't want him to be mekil rosh. I mean, part of the fear or the issue with having a taras nedarim or petach neneder, which is what we've seen in this Mishnah and previous Mishnayos with Am Haaretz, is that you risk making light of Nidaran. You risk taking down the severity people associate with Nidaran because they always think they can get out of them. So what we're trying to prevent over here is people coming to such a conclusion. So we say, you have to act. If you took a neder, you have to act on that neder. You have to take it seriously. Once you've taken it seriously and now there's an issue and you want to have a taras nedarim, now we can address it because you treated the neder with the proper respect, proper severity. And that's what we're seeing here, and that's what we saw above by meant by memory, but Tama Chokham, but not an Amma Aretz. So that's the what we mean by punish him, means that we force him to keep the neder or the nizirut to a point where we allow him to have Hataras Nedarim. Amma Rabbi Yossi, Hova Amri Rabbanim Ein Nizkakim Lo. Since the Rabbanim say we don't address him, Beijina the Mizkake, based in the does. Give him a taras nedarim, allow him to have petach nedarim. Lo ovid shapir. They are not acting properly. And more so, Rabachar Yaakov Omer Misham Tinan Lei. We put them in Nidui. If they do do a taras nedarim, or if they do take care of such an individual, we view this very gravely because it undermines, again, the severity or the yachas that someone should have towards a neder. So in order to preserve, in the face of Hataras Nedarim, in the face of Petach Neder, in order to preserve the institution of neder and preserve the severity of neder, the Chachamim are saying it's very problematic for a Beis Din to go ahead and undermine that severity by allowing for a Petach Neder when someone didn't keep the neder at all, when someone violated the nizirut. But no, we must insist that the individual treats the neder and the nizirus properly, and then we can provide them with harata or petach or neder. So that's it's interesting. And so therefore, if you have a mid rabbanon, and if you have a young talmid chacham that goes ahead and tries to do a taras nedarim in such cases, then we're going to view that very negatively. So the Ran brings a case from Tosfos, which is an interesting case. It's fun to look at. So if you look where the Gemara widens out, if you look to the left there, it says the line starts with Haramban Zal in the Ran. If you look where the Gemara widens out, about one line down from there, it says Haramban Zal, it starts.
actually a permit at the end of the line.
Oh, wow. I guess it's formatted differently. All right, but katvu. You see, it says katvu atosos right after that? Okay, good. Katvu atosos kachme at tzarfatim. The Tosfos from, right, France. Masse be'echad shenadar mikol perot sheba'olam chutz mitagan. Person took a nether that he would get no benefit from any fruits except for grains. But Avar only drove. And then he went ahead and violated the nether because it was just too onerous for him to keep. Ubali shal lifnei harav. And he came to ask of petach the nether, right? He wanted to get a tars nedarim for the grass his nether. V'nis kaklo the altar. And the Rav addressed him immediately. So this would be a violation of our Gemara. V'etiru. He was mati the nether, and he did not force him to keep the nether for the days that he violated the nether, which would be the requirement of our Gemara. Tana to Rav Haita. It's very interesting. The Rav's Tana was as such. The Afagav, this is a, you know, this is probably a good contrast between the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Chachmei Sfarad. How the Chachmei Ashkenaz addressed issues when it came to interactions with people or difficulties that the Am had, versus the Chachmei Sfarad. So you'll see there what he says here. Tanas Rav Haita, the Afagav the Nidra de Oraisa Havo. This is a Neder Mina Torah. Vafilu the Rabbonon, Sorflit Shin Hogbo Isur. And even according to the Rabbonon, you'd have to treat it with Isur before you allow him to have a Torah's Nidorim. Afilu Hachi, versus like in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, when the Rabbanon are Machmir, and we say we need a Taras Nedarim, it's not because his Neder is a Neder. That's only me, the Rabbanon, we say his Neder is a Neder, because we want to make sure that the Av HaAretz understands the severity of a Neder. But that doesn't mean that he really took a Neder, right? Because our Mishnah says that when he makes these excuses, if they're valid excuses, and it's not a Neder. Because for a Talmud Chacham, we don't make him get a Taras Nedarim. By that fact, you know that it's not a Neder. But the Mishnah says, if he does, by an Av HaAretz, we force him to get a Taras Nedarim, because it's a chumrah de rabbanon. But over here, we're not talking about a chumrah de rabbanon. We're talking about a real neder del reisa. Because he took a valid neder with a valid lashon. It's not one of these items where we say, oh, we can be makir for him. He says, if you keep him, if you force him to keep that neder, meaning that you won't do a taras nedarim, he will continue to violate the neder. Shari nader b'dabar sh'if shalom modalav. He took a nether with something that he is unable to keep, unable to sustain himself without violating the nether. Vod shimlo yehaneh miperol shebo'olam, and this is another. Listen to this taina. If we don't allow him to eat any of the fruits, yisur kocho me'alav, he'll become weak. Lo yuchol etgasek b'melechet shamayim, and he won't be able to do. Right, mitzvos, and learning, lakach, nizkak lo miyad. Therefore, he addressed it, and gave him a taras nedarim immediately. Ach, hechmir alav. He did do one chumrah. He didn't allow him, he was like the chachamim in our Mishnah, he didn't allow him to get petach nedarim from harata from regret, but rather, they had to look for another way to get a taras nedarim. Again, this is an amazing case here, because the Gemara is very explicit. Right? And if you look at the Ramban that the Ran quoted above, the Gemara is explicit that we don't address people like this. That this undermines the integrity of the institution of Neder, the people should severity that people should associate with it, and therefore we don't address it. And here you see one of the Balei Tos is bringing down that this Rav addressed it immediately. He disregarded our Gemara. But his taina was twofold. One is, right, that if he doesn't address it, the guy will continue to violate the nether. So not addressing it's not going to help, because we can't force him to keep it for that period of time. And number two is, he's going to lose his strength if he does keep the nether, and he won't be able to do Torah mitzvos. It's interesting.
The Gemara is quoting this and not commenting on it, and the fact is, it's against the Gemara. The Chachamim said what they said, Rekesh Shil Tami Chachamim. That's what the Medbar Morim Tami Chacham.
Right. So that's right, by our Mishnah, it's by Medrash Tamachachum. This is really addressing the last case by Nazirus, that you have to be Noeg Mehen Heter, right? That you have to, before we address the Petach and the Nedarim, you have to be Noeg Mehen Isur. And the Ran says up above that even the Chachamim would agree The Chum in our Mishnah would say you don't have to, right? That you don't have to do anything except get a petah from somewhere else, right? So the Chachamim, who in our Mishnah say, Chodzim lechem petach machmir, don't say onshinoto, and don't say machmir in a love, they only say that by a neder derabbanim, right? Whereas by here, we're talking about a neder deraisa. And there, the Ron says, the Rabbanim would even agree that you have to be no Eggman heter. So then he brings it to the Baal Yatosis. Now I'm saying, this is interesting, this is, you know, more classic of the Chachmi Ashkenaz.
Yeah, the Nobahan is.
What?
Is a Nobahan heter.
I mean, Isser, right. I'm sorry, right. You have to be no Eggman Isser for the amount of time that he was no Eggman heter, right? So now, it's classic of the Chachmi Ashkenaz, where they found an issue with people, and they try to find ways, like, you know, we have these cases by Mayim Achronim, by other issues where the Baal Yatosos versus the Baal Sfarad. The Baal Sfarad will say, this is what the Gemara says, and too bad. You know, I mean, if people, you know, can't handle it, if that's what the Am does, they're wrong, this is what the Pesach Halacha is. The Chachmi Ashkenaz tended to look for opportunities to help out or to address right, the issues that come up with these things. And so here you see a classic example of that Ashkenaz are trying to work their way around it.
It's probably like this Rav alluded, it wasn't not exactly fitting, but alluded to two other principles that we've encountered previously in the Gemara. One where he says, Shemiyach Lamago, it's like someone takes an edder about not sleeping. Right? You know, he's obviously physically he can't fulfill it.
Right.
That's the, you know, right. And then the other thing is he makes it seem that it's practically as if he took a neder to not do a dvar mitzvah. That's because he's saying, you know, as if he fulfills this, then he's going to lose his strength, he's not going to be able to do a mitzvah, so it's practically like...
Right. Although they're both not really... Right, they're both...
They're not, it's for sure not exactly, you know, either one of those things, but it's like, that's what he's like citing.
You're allowed to be a neder on a mitzvah sticks.
Right. That's one, neder on a mitzvah sticks. Number two, when we say shiur shav lamod alav, when you say that he's unable to keep a mitzvah, like sleeping, right, that's truly where it's literally impossible. Where over here, it's not
3 days.
Right, it's not impossible, and that's what you know the possibility that if one takes a neder not to eat, that he might be required to keep it. That's a question because right, that until the I mean the problem with sleep is that we know he physically can't do it. Not eating, he can do it, but he will die. So he'll keep the neder as long as he's still alive. Right, meaning but with sleep, you can't. There's no matter what you do, you cannot keep that neder. There's a difference, but yes, I hear what you're saying. He is referencing ideas, but it's not...
It's definitely not exactly...
And we saw this other places, Chachmei Ashkenaz do this with, but also with Balei Tshuva, where the Gemara in Menachos talks about Beit Chonyo, when people who go and worship Avodah Zarah, whether you're allowed to come back, or Kohen, who goes ahead and worships or goes and joins another religion, are they allowed to come back, and do they lose their status as Kohanim? So the Gemara is pretty explicit that they can't come back, but yet... Chachmei Ashkenaz were willing to say that it would be omed, right, bifnei bal tshuva, that we don't want to prevent people from coming back to Klal Yisrael. And we told the Kohen that he would not be a Kohen when he comes back, then he would not be willing to be a bal tshuva. He wouldn't be willing to rejoin the Jewish faith. And so Chachmei Ashkenaz were willing to be makil in these situations to allow the Kohen to come back. I mean, they have other reasons to do it, but I'm saying it's a similar, you see these types
it's
of things.
It's interesting that Chachmei Sfarad right. would say that.
Right. I don't think, I'm trying to remember over there.
What generation they said it in.
Right. So it's just an interesting thing. I wanted to point it out because I think it's just an interesting tosos and just a line of thought that the Chachmei Ashkenaz had. All right. The rest of the Gemara today is basically a Gadata through to the Mishnah. Something we haven't had a lot of in the Dharm so far. So we get there down to the finish up the Perek with a little Gadata. All right, Tana. Yolam. Al tihi ragyo benedarim. Shesuch, sofcha lim o. So the kirsi here is questionable whether it means sofcha lim o bishvuot or sofcha lim o benedarim. So a person shouldn't take, you know, lots of nedarim. Because either in the end, you're going to end up violating the nedarim. Right? Don't take a lot of nedarim because what's the outcome of taking a lot of nedarim? That you're not going to be able to keep all the nedarim. You're going to violate them. The other possibility is that don't take lots of nedarim because then you're going to end up taking shavuos also. And when you take shavuos, that's a bigger deal because when you by shavuos it says lo yinakeh, right? That when you violate a shavuah, that's even of more severe or more severity than that of violating in the dorm. So a person shouldn't be regular in the dorm because then he'll take shavuos and then he'll violate a shavuah. I mean, again, making light of this whole parsha, this continues from our Gemara above that we try to maintain a certain reverence and under severity that are associated with the dorm, so people just don't willy nilly take the dorm. But al tihi ragil etzel am aretz. Person should not be I just point out, right, the Mishnah Novel says, right, that Nedarim are siyag lepricious. Right, sounds like that it is a good thing to take Nedarim. So why over here the Gemara is saying don't take Nedarim, and yet in the Mishnah Novel it seems to say like Nedarim are a good thing because it allows you to be poresh and it keeps a person Gedarim. So it's funny, Baal HaTosfos was asked that, and Baal HaTosfos would say...
Look, we have by Nozer, who was it? I never ate from,
right.
Except for there were like two exceptions. In other words, under
unusual circumstances, right? That's a possibility. Baal HaTosfos was to explain it, that Nedarim, he says, that Rabbeinu Tam Adamar Nedarim Sog Lepishis Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam Kon Shen Neder L'Kaim HaMitzvah. That's like called Nidre Mitzvah, which we saw earlier in the Gemara. When it says that you're allowed to be neder l'kayim, it's a mitzvah, that's the type of neder that's siyag l'precious. That's the neder that you want to take. Other nederim, when we talk about Yisr Hanah and all these other types of neder, that's the stuff you want to avoid. Right? Ati ragili t'lam aretz, shesof kol achilcha t'valim. Don't hang out with the aretz, because in the end, you're going to end up eating tevel, meaning that he's not going to be mafrish, the chumos and maestros, kahugan, and the hogan, and therefore you're going to end up eating tevel, meaning that you gotta choose your friends. Aldi ragil etzel kohen amar tzosof kalachcha chuma tumeya. Probably should be chuma. Tumeya that it shouldn't be regular to eat by kohen amar. That means a kohen, kohen chaver shouldn't be regular to eat by a kohen amar because he's gonna end up giving him chuma tumeya because he's not gonna know he doesn't know all the dinei chuma or dinei tuma and he's gonna end up feeding him chuma tumeya or. I don't think, because the Gemara in general doesn't think that the Amayarits do treat Truma with respect, that they wouldn't feed that to, it's not talking about a regular person, by a Kohen Amar, that's going to feed him Truma. Because that's not, the Gemara in general is not choshish for that, but rather it's another Kohen, by a Kohen Amar, that's going to feed him Truma Tameya. Ve'al tarbe sichayim aisha. Right? That a person should not be verbose or engage in conversation with a woman, she's so far lovely than you, because that ends up with ending up in a bad situation, adulterous situation. Rabbi Yoshi says, "Kolotzef benashim, so far badly day avera." Person who looks, I don't know what it goes, so far is to look out or watches or gazes at women, right? Will end up having, doing an aveira. Stakel be'ikva shel isha. Anybody looks at the heel of a woman. Havim b'anim she'enon mehuganim. Will have children that are inappropriate. So now, you could say be'ikva shel isha. This is akin to the Gemara in Brachos, that the Gemara quotes in Brachos, that kolam is stakel. There, the Gemara is addressing what the different erbot are, or erba is by a woman. And there the Gemara says, well, what about this? What about this? The Gemara says, well, it doesn't matter if a person looks at a part of a woman's body for hana, doesn't matter whether it's erba or not. I mean, that one is not one of the arayos, or one of the things a person's restricted from doing is getting any hana from looking at a woman's body, whether it is a makom erba or not a makom erba. The Gemara says that you can't, so then you would have thought, I mean, this is the, without the next statement of Rabbi Yosef, you would have thought, that is the equivalent. This is the equivalent of that Gemara. Now, even if you look at the heel of a woman, if it's for an all, then a person will have children that are inappropriate. Now, the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef qualifies this statement, and when he qualifies this statement, it sets the Gemara into a whole other set of issues that relate to this. So now he says, "Amar Yosef ishto nida." He's even talking about his wife, who is a nida. So now we're talking about his wife already, well, you could say it's the same thing, because it's at the point when a person's restricted to their wife, and therefore he shouldn't be gazing at one's wife during the part time that she's a nida, because that might encourage, right, desire, and it would be inappropriate the time that she's a nida. But then, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, the Reish Lakish says something, Akeva Diktani B'makom HaTinofet Shum Kuvan Kenegad HaEkev. So now, Rav Reish Lakish changes the whole gist of the Gemara here. He says, Akev does not literally mean a heel, but Akev is a, euphemism for the erva of a woman. Because the heel is opposite the erva of the woman, and therefore it's a euphemism for that. Now, you have to reinterpret it, the whole Gemara, right? Based on what Reish Lakish's interpretation of what Ekev is, then it's nothing about what we spoke about in terms of getting anah from one aver from a woman like the Gemara in Brachos, but rather, this is the issue of that one's not allowed to look at the erva of a woman, and we just don't need anah for his wife's. So Tanya, Bavur Tiyeh Yirato Al Pneichem, right? It says that, why did Hashem bring you to Har Sinai? In order that Tiyeh Yirato Al Pneichem, that his fear should be on your face, Zubusha. This is that a person is busha, has busha, the Biltzi Techeta, in order that you will not sin. That one who has busha will not come to sin. Mikan Amru, Siman Yofi Ba'adam Shu Baishan. That it's a good Siman, meaning that this is a Midah Tova. If a person is a Baishan, a person is not, has embarrassment and is, not a, we call the Adam Chutzaf. Not a person, a person, a very forward person, but rather he's, reserved in their nature. So that's, person who gets embarrassed or is embarrassed by their behavior or how they act, does not sin very easily. Someone who doesn't have boshpanim, that person doesn't have boshpanim, we know that his father, forefathers did not sin on Har Sinai. Why? Because that's just what we said. When Bnei Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, what was the purpose of standing at Sinai? Bavur tiyeh yirato al pneichem. In order that they should get the fear of Hashem, that they should have this busha. So a person does not have, the people who lack busha, right, are the ones that, right, are, did not stand on Har Sinai. We have similar gemara in the gemara, in the Pesachim, right, that there are three midos that of Bnei Yisrael, Baishanim, Rachmanim, right, and Gomelech Hasadim. So that's the children of Avram. So that's one of the tchunot that is unique or that is associated with Bnei Yisrael, and it became from Har Sinai. And therefore, someone who doesn't have that boshus upon him really doesn't belong to Klal Yisrael, and they don't belong to Klal Yisrael because obviously they were not at Har Sinai because they didn't get that busha that was imparted to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai. Now, Yochanan ben Devahai. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Dalad varm sachuli malachei asharis." There are four things that the malachei asharis spoke to me. Now, the Gemara later on is going to address. Which malachei asharis is he really talking about? Did he really talk to the malachim? Right, the Gemara will deal with that later. Now, he comes up with four statements. One is chigrin mepnei mahavin. Why are there chigrim? What are these lame people who are lame? Because they engage in tashmish amito, right, in an unusual manner. The way we showed him here learn is that instead of the man being on top, the man is on the bottom. Right, that's a euphemism again to turning it around, to flipping it around, and therefore that's why they have what banim chigrim. Because they do something that is, it's all these things, all these items, the Gemara seems to be indicating are midah keneged midah, and therefore since he acted in an unusual way, then he ends up with unusual children. Ilmim, why are people ilmim? Pnei ma'avien, mipnei shem nashkim alato makom. So ilim comes as a mouth, right? They're dumb, meaning they're unable to speak. Why do they have this? Because the man, the individual kissed the makom ha'erva, right? Choroshim, those that are deaf, mipnei ma'avian, mipnei misapri mishat hasmis, that they are engaged in conversation at the time of tashmish hamita, that they're speaking or talking at the time of tashmish hamita. It's unclear here, misapri, and what really misapri means, whether, what type of engaging talking is it? Is it noisy? We'll have to see that in the following gemaras. Sumim ipnei ma'avien, and why is sumin? Why are people blind? Benesh mistaklim belto malkom. So this addresses again what the statement of Reish Lakish when he said Ekev above. This is the same. This is why this gemara is here. Mishnei mistaklim belto malkom because they look in that makom ha erva. So now the gemara is going to challenge these items from Rav Yochanan ben Dehavai from other gemaras that we see. Okay, so now the gemara says. Virminu. I'm going to ask, Shaluet Ema Shalom, Mipnei Ba Banecha Yififim Yoter. He asked this woman, why are your children so beautiful? So Amra Lahan, she says, Eini Misaperi Mi. He does not speak with me. Lo B'tzchilas Alayla, but Lo B'sof Alayla. So now, the word Misaper is not to speak, but what rather, Misaper is a euphemism for Tashmish Amita. Right, so lo b'tzchilas alayla, v'lo b'sof alayla. They're not engaged in tashmish, not in the beginning of the night, and not at the end of the night. Ela b'chatzot alayla, rather in the middle of the night, when nobody is around. That's what it seems to be, the issue. Is that the way the Ron learns it is, nashim hochol p'shuch b'tzim dat olayim. So here, if they're gonna, if they're gonna be noisy, again, they lived in, they didn't really have any cement walls or anything like that, but anything, any noise, anything that happened was available. So for the derchat news, you wanna do it at the time when nobody else is up and nobody else is around. Usha misaper. So again, misaper, again, it's not gonna mean to speak, but it sounds like here to engage in tashmish amito, migala tefach umachasa tefach. He would only reveal one tefach and cover up another tefach. The Doma Lov Kamisha Kafo engaged in Tashmish Amita as if he was being forced by a shade. But Marti Lo Matam, I asked him, why do you do this? He said to me, Kadesh Lotenet Neinai Bisha Cheret. And that, so that I will not think about any other women. And his children would be close to Mamzerus. This Gemara is just in other places that a person, when they're engaged in Tashmish Amita with their one's wife, that he shouldn't have his mind on other women at the time. That's close to being the children being mamzerim, or close to being youth. So also over here, he engaged his wife in both tzanua manner, but also in a manner that is kamisha kafo shade, in order to not have this problem of his mind drifting off into other women. Right? I'm not sure exactly why kafo shade addresses that. Now there are two possibilities of what Kafo Shade was. One is the Ran says, Shayam Emaher, that he did it quickly, which would seem to address the issue. He doesn't have time to think of anything else. Whereas, the Rashi says, Kafo Shade Shabala Bekoach. He used to come, you know, in a strong manner on her. I don't know how that addresses the issue. I assume that he meant Koach here means Mehirut with the speed. Right? Lokasho. So now the Gemara has a problem. Because here you have the mother of Shomema who's saying that she was a Misafir. And we have that the quote from Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai that if one is misaper, that's how you have chershim. So that, how does the Gemara address that stira? It says, Lokasha ha mili de tashmish, ha bemile achranita. Depends what the misaper here, again, now the Gemara is back to a little interpretation, misaper. I mean, why is misaper used as a euphemism for tashmish amita? That is because that depends what type of chatter. There's certain chatter that is appropriate and certain chatter that is inappropriate. If it relates to the circumstances at hand, then that is okay. Whereas if it's idle chatter or chatter about something else, or maybe even another woman or focusing on another woman, that is inappropriate. So the two possibilities of what that means, that misaper v'tashmish amita, the Ran says, Bimile de Tashmish, the Ran says that's Kedeler Tzota, in order to appease her or to encourage the woman to engage, meaning that to attract the woman, that's allowed. And then the, where did I see the Baliatosfos? Yeah, the Baliatosfos say, Bimile Tashmish, the Rush says, Shari Laharbos Tabato, in order to increase his pleasure. I mean, so, from Tutsdotami of the Ran or the Rush saying that the ability to speak or to talk during Tashmish is either to increase his pleasure or to increase her engagement in the Tashmish Amito or to increase her pleasure. So again, the speaking or the chatter that takes place is in order to facilitate or enhance the Tashmish, that's okay. But if it's simple idle chatter, then that is not okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Zu Divrei Yochanan ben Dehavai. That above, those four things that were said above, those are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai. About Amru Chachamim. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai. Ein Alocha ki Yochanan ben Dehavai. Alocha is not like Yochanan ben Dehavai. Can you imagine this? He heard it from the Malachi Asharis, and now Rabbi Yochanan's come along and saying that the Alocha is not like him. So Ella, Komash Adam Rotze, what? Right, so I was thinking about it. The Gemara never asks that and never says that, because the Gemara, as you'll see in this question, second, asks a question that it couldn't be Malachi Asharis if Rabbi Yochanan's willing to pass it against him. Mm-hmm. I think you can differentiate. I think when we say Lo B'Shamayim, that comes to when you're talking about Pesach Halacha, when you're talking about being machriya in halacha. When you come to hitnahagut, when you come to the way one behaves, right, I don't think necessarily we say lo b'shamayim, because here the malachim are giving guidance.
Right, exactly.
That the a proper way to act, a proper way to behave.
So Mestama Rabbi Yochanan is telling us it's not even good advice?
Yes. So that's exactly right. So that's what, exactly. You'll see that from the following Gemara. The Gemara is going to reject saying that it couldn't have been from Malachi Asharis because he thinks it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
So then he'll disagree. That's the next statement of the Gemara right now, that he disagreed, that Chum disagreed. I'm just going to say, I'm pointing out that it has to be, I thought, like, Shol, Lo B'Shamayim, why did Gemara say that? But I think that's exactly that. There's a difference between when you say Lo B'Shamayim, when it's Achro, when it's Halacha, or Yisur.
How you should orient your bed, for if you want boiler.
Right.
It's not Halacha, it's anything else.
It's a Toba, right. That either it's a Toba or he's not Hagut. I think there we accept from the Malachi Asharis to give guidance on how to act appropriately or in a way. So, man, Malachi Asharis. Wait, I'm skipped a line, I'm sorry. So, Achamim, the Chum disagree. What do they say? Achamim, ain't a loch yochan medavai, elokoma shadam rotel asot pishto oseh. Person has permission to whatever, engage his wife in every way he wants. Mashal basar haba mi beta tabach. It's just like meat that comes from the butcher. Ratzalach lo bemelach ochlo. If he wants to eat it with salt, he can eat it. Tzli ochlo mevush, ochlo, I'm sorry. Ochlo bemelach, ochlo betzli. He can have it roasted, ochlo mevushal. He can have it cooked, ochlo shaluk. Whatever that means, lightly cooked or heavily cooked, ochlo, he can have it. Whatever way he wants to eat it, he can eat it. Meaning that, just like with regards to food, a person can make his own choices. Same thing by a wife. Same thing as a fish that comes from the nets. So that's it.
Kosher meat. It's already, you know, it's something that comes from the head there. So then, you know, within the parameters of Heter,
So the qualification, that's what the Rambam, gives the qualification over here. Then brings it down to Halacha, what the Chum said. Because the Rambam, that what? Ubavach lo yotzi shifat zera levatala. That's the qualification that the Rambam gives. That's exactly what you were, I think, addressing or suggesting, is that he can engage with his wife as long as the behavior is kasher, meaning that the behavior is okay. What's the qualification? According to the Rambam for kosher behavior is that there is no shifat zera levatala, there's no wasted seed. There's no wasted seed that a person can engage in his wife any way he wants. That's the Rambam's qualification. Alright. Amar Meimar. Amar Meimar, man Malachi Asharis. Who are these Malachi Asharis? Rabbanan. He says, they're not really angels, but they are Rabbanan. De'itema Malachi Asharis mamash. If they are really Malachim, amayam Rabbi Yochanan, in Alacha ka Yochanan ben Da'abai. How could he say the Alacha is not like Yochanan ben Da'abai? Ha'inu, right, b'ki b'tzirus avlat fei. The Malachi Asharis know, they have a better understanding of why the fetus is created in a certain way. So why wouldn't we listen to them in these issues? So if that's how the Gemara says that, it must be that these Malachi Asharis are not literally Malachi Asharis, because otherwise we'd have to take their advice, because they know much more about fetal development, right? And they give us the hitnah gutov, where they're telling us how to act in order to protect the fetus, then that would be obvious. So, my kari luhu Malachi Asharis. So then, why, if they are Chachamim, why do they call him Malachi Asharis? The Mitzayinu ki Malachi Asharis. That they are Mitzayin ki Malachi Asharis. What does Mitzayin mean ki Malachi Asharis? So Rashi says that what? Shatufim Mitzitzis. Mitzayne from the, Mitzayne is a term used sometimes in Menachos Mitzayte or Mitzayne, that they have tzitzis on. Right, that they wear, they are tufim victalis, or they wear tzitzis. That's what Rashi says. The Ran and others, the Ran and the Rosh have a different interpretation here, that they say that it's shemitzuyanim v'nivdalim mishar bnei adam. That they are unique and separate from other people. Kamalachi Asharis, like Kamalachi Asharis. And where we have the term mitzuyanim, that we have in the Agada, on Pesach, right? Malameh chayu mitzuyanim sham. Right, what is mitzuyanim? She means that they were separate. I mean that they didn't mix with the Egyptians. The Bnei Israel maintained their unique status or character. They weren't assimilated into the Egyptian people. So that's the term mitzuyanim here would mean to be separate. So either as the Ran suggests like they are unique and separate, and the Rosh says it's with their Torah and mitzvos, they are koresh and kadosh. Yeah, but this idea that they are separated from other people like the Malachi Asharis. Alright, Hayid Ati Kamei the Rabbi. So there was a woman that came before Rabbi. Amar lo, Rabbi, arachti lo shulchan. I set the table, but hafacho, and he turned it over. So, whatever, this woman was engaging her husband in tashmish in a normal fashion. And the husband went ahead and did something unusual. What hafacho means is, it's unclear here. Hafacho could be like we had on the previous amud, which means hafacho was that they engaged in tashmish not in the normal manner where he was on top. Or hafacho, the rosh over here says hafacho means that he was mishamish lo kedarka. So either way, that he did not engage her in the normal way, even though that's what she was looking for. So she went to Rebbe to speak to him about this, right? So, Amar la viti, Torah hetir tcha, the Torah made you mutar, v'ani ma'aseh, I can't do anything for you, meaning that it's the husband's choice how to engage with his wife, and therefore, I guess, your complaint is not necessarily a valid complaint. So, how da'ati l'kamei to Rav, so similar story with Rav, when the woman came from Rav, although Rebbe, arachti l'shulchan v'afachol, again, set the table and he flipped it over. Amar ma'ishna min benita. The Rav says, there's no different than a fish, meaning that the benito, which we had above, right? That the two examples that the Gemara gave were the meat and the fish, that the husband can engage in his wife in any way he wants. All right, below, Taturu. Acharei levavchem, one should not be drawn after their heart. Mekana my Rebbe. Aishta adam kozeh, viteri nav kozecher. That a person should not engage his wife, and then while he's engaged his wife, he thinks about another woman, or have his eyes on another woman. So, meaning that when one is engaged in tashmish, the focus should be solely on the woman he is engaged with. Amar Rav, ina lo nitzricha, ela dafilu bit, phase, or stay, I would say, stay hem, nashav. That, we don't worry about it when, we're not talking about other women. I mean, that wouldn't be something we're chosesh for. We're worried about it when someone has more than one wife. That when he engages with one wife, he shouldn't be thinking about the other wife. Alright. Uvroti michem hamordim vaposhim. So it says by Yechezkel that I will sift out, I will pull out you, the mordim, those that rebel vaposhim, those that sin be. Samar lady, elu b'nei teshim midot. That who are the mordim and poshim? These are people, these nine characteristics. B'nei asnat mashgach. Children of asnat mashgach. This is an acronym for the following night items. B'nei ema, b'nei anusa. Everyone points out this is one issue. B'nei ema means someone who, b'nei anusa is someone who was raped, right? Children of a rape victim. And the other one, b'nei ema, is children these people are married, but the husband imposes fear on his wife, and therefore she engages in tashmish, not out of willingness, but rather out of fear. So there's this factor of force that's involved in both these cases. So these are children that, b'nei snua, children of a woman who is hated. I mean, again, that it's inappropriate that he's engaging with this woman because he really, you know, does not want to be married to her, or does not, therefore, focus on her. I mean, the Rav points out that maybe his mind, this is similar to the cases above, where his mind wanders to another woman because he really doesn't like this woman. B'nei nidui, children that are born out of someone who's in nidui. B'nei tmura, right? Children are born out of tmura. It's unclear what the exchange was. Tmura means it was exchanged. What does tmura mean? So, possibility is that, that he has two wives and he engages with one of his wives thinking it's the other wife. But he makes a mistake about who he's engaged with, which wife he's engaged with. That's what tmura. Or, again, it could be tmura, I mean, another woman. He thinks he's engaged with another woman, and he ends up being engaged with his wife. B'nei riva, attachment that's done out of fighting. I mean, again, something where there's, that, here he doesn't hate her. So hating or snua means, is a long-term issue, right? He never likes her, and that he doesn't, then it's like, there's no spam because he really doesn't want to be with this woman. But Amy Riva is something of a more temporary state, where when they're in a fight, right, that one should not engage. And Tumor says that a person should always be married to his wife, right? A person, before he engages in attachments, she shouldn't engage in attachments out of Miriva. But Amy Shechrut, again, someone who is drunk, and drunkenness can be a problem, either his mind wanders to other someone else, or that when he engages in attachments, that he's not even focused on what he's doing. And B'nai Grushat Alev, a person who's already had in mind that he's going to divorce this woman instead, yet still engages with her. Right? And B'nai Abufia, again, this is a can be a number of items. What's Pnei Rabupia is either this is a woman who has had tashrus with many men, and it's unclear who the child's from, or the other possibility is Pnei Rabupia is that they are again with many, I think many wives. The possibility, I think the Rosh says Pnei Rabupia is Noshim Harbe, when he has many wives and he doesn't know which one he's engaging with. Right, Bnei Chatzufa, and the last one is Bnei Chatzufa. Bnei Chatzufa, what is Chatzufa? That's a woman who asks to have Tashmish Amita. That's what Gemara says. Ini, is that really true? So the Gemara is challenging that last one. Any man whose wife asks him to engage in Tashmish, that they reach a status that is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could you say Chatzufa is a problem? Right, if here you see that a woman who asks to engage in tashmis, that's good. Says he found him veloktiv nivonim. Says that he couldn't find nivonim. And over here, that they would have, you could find people that are not found in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they even be nivonim. Uktiv Yisachar chomor garem. That Yisachar, who was the one who engaged in Torah, right, with the Rosh Hashanah came from Yisachar, and Yisachar was born out of what? Yitev b'nei Yisachar, Yitev b'nei Yitim. That's the Rashi quotes it on the pasuk Yisachar Mor Garam. The Medrash brings it there that Yisachar. What does it mean that he carries the load? He carries the load of Torah, and that because Yisachar produced many, heads of the Sanhedrin, or many of the Sanhedrin Agadolo. So why was he the one? Where was Yisachar was born out of what? When Leah, right, purchased. From the Judei Bini with Rachel, she purchased the night with Yaakov. Out of that night came Yisachar. Because Leah, what did Leah do then? She went out to greet Yaakov and says that what? Tonight you're going to be with me because I purchased it. So you see what? That going out and engaging one's husband to have tashmish is good. So my says, well, that depends how. Haho, demeratzeyar tuye. No, there's a difference between a direct request, meaning that a woman is chatzufa when she makes a direct request for tashmish amita, and artsuri is where she, her behavior, right, she's seductive. Her behavior encourages her husband to engage her, but not that she explicitly asks to be engaged. Alright, so here's the end of the parak. We can, we'll quickly start the next Mishnah. Of course, we'll review it again tomorrow when we go through the Gemara. Alright, so now, in the first parak we dealt with, the first couple, two brachim we've dealt with so far, which are the kinuyim of nedarim, which ones are mutar, which ones are atzur, and hadpasas neder bedavar asur, and hadpasas neder bedavar hamutar. Now we're going to deal with nedarim that even though they come out like a full neder, they're like a regular neder, but they are not considered nedarim. Why? Because it's clear to us that his neder was not taken for the purpose of a neder, but for other reasons. So it's a kind of continuation. The last Mishnah we had here was that the person takes a neder where even though he said the full Lashon a neder, his interpretation makes it into a non-neder. Here we're going to have it where he says a full neder, and because of the not his interpretation, but because of the circumstances, we're going to interpret it as being a non-neder. Aber nedar nidre zeruzim, benidre havai, benidre shkogos, benidre onsin. That there are four types of nedarim that the Chacham said are mutar. You don't even need it. Nidre Zeruzim, which we'll get to in the Mishnah. So we'll, I want to just now. Nidre Havai, things that are, meaning that when a person is trying to, say something that's out of the, totally crazy, right? I saw something that was as big as, and he takes a neder. I mean, obviously it's not real that he believed it was that big, but he's trying to enforce that person that it was a really big item. Nidre Shkogo, someone made it by mistake, but neder onsin, where they're getting forced into the nether. We'll see all these examples in Mishnah further on the parak. Now the Gemara says, Nidre Zeruzim Ketzad. How does Nidre Zeruzim work? Hayam Ocher Chafetz, person was selling. I won't sell it to you for less than a sella. And he says that it'll be usher to you if I sell it for less than a sella. Sella being 4 dinarim. But halomer, the buyer says, I won't pay more than a shekel. Right? That it's what? It's usher to me if I pay more than a shekel. How much is a shekel? 2 dinarim. He says, I won't lower the price before 4. He says, I won't pay more than 2. They both want 3 dinar, and therefore neither of them does the nether engage. So now why isn't the nether engaged? This is what we say, all we're showing here is, it's because piv, vilipo, enum shavim. That what you're saying out of his mouth, what he feels in his heart, is not the same. I mean, even in, though in general, we say that dvarim shebelev, enum dvarim, that what you have in your heart, is not meaningful. Over here, it is meaningful because if either one, the Rosh says it anan sade, right, that we are, it's clear to us that what? That we understand what his intention is here. His intention is not to osir the adat on him, but rather to entrench his position. Right? And therefore, he's not taking this neder in order to be osir in the item. He's doing it in order to be forceful about where his position is. So that's one possibility of looking at that. Or, I think the Rush, maybe I quoted that wrong, but the Rush here, or the Rush says, what's the issue here? Is that this is, right? And the Ron brings this also, that this is the normal way of doing business. I mean, this is considered a normal business practice.
Negotiation.
Right. It's a type of negotiation. So the nether is not meant to be a nether, but rather to be a way of stating your position or saying that I won't move anymore. And therefore, we don't look at it as really being a nether because it, even though whatever's in your heart is not equal to your plan, we address what's in your heart even though normally we don't because of the circumstances here. Again, either the circumstances are because it's clear from Anan Sade, it's clear from us from what the circumstances, that's what you do, or because it's a normal way to engage in business, and therefore we know what is in your heart is real, because in this case, that's the way people would act.